directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
He claims House Republicans have uncovered serious and credible allegations into the president's conduct. Authorities in Pennsylvania say they are now more focused in finding escaped convict Danilo Cavalcante because he's armed. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
At this point, I believe he is beyond assistance and he is in that perimeter, and we will actively hunt until we find him.
Federal and state prosecutors are challenging Google in the biggest antitrust lawsuit in decades. Stacey Mitchell's an antitrust expert.
If we take action against these tech monopolies, really insist that they cannot be these dominant gatekeepers, we open up the market and we're going to see all kinds of innovations and new developments online.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
I went to a party last Saturday night. I didn't get laid. I got in a fight. It ain't no big thing. Late for my job and the traffic was bad. Had to borrow $10 from my old man. It ain't no big thing. I went to a party last Saturday night. I told you that story, it'd be alright. It ain't no big thing. We'll be right back.
1057 CFW. Attention all employees of all other radio stations. Caught you listening again. We understand. But we're not going to hire you.
Yeah, but, wait, huh?
The Valley's Fun Music. 105.7 CFW.
Never wonder, will you be there for me?
This is 105.7 CFW.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
Smile.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, highs in the mid-60s. Chance of showers and storms. For tonight, a shower or a sprinkle. We'll see a low around 41. Lots of sun for Wednesday with a high near 67. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high around 78. Friday, slight chance of a shower, otherwise partly cloudy, 74.
Currently, 66 degrees. CFW.
CFW.
Na na na. your mind, ding, it's the second round.
Original track and ding,
you know you can't buy these things,
no.
See Stefani and the Lamb, I rock the fetish people, you know who I am.
Yes, man, we got the style that's wicked. I hope you can all keep up. We climbed all the way from the bottom to the top. Now we ain't getting nothing but love.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Stanley. This is 105.7 CFW.
Yeah. 1057 CFW.
Dirty. 1057 CFW.
Doesn't 1057 CFW.
Frustrating to find a station with our music, isn't it? One station is just way too old. Then the next station is more of a kid's station. What about a station that plays the music that we listen to? Well, that's why we're here. Music that's not too old and won't make you drift off, and not your kid's station either. Maybe we should have called ourselves Goldilocks. Not too old, not too, well, you know, probably not. This is 105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
CBS News Brief. State police say escaped convict Danilo Cavalcante is now armed with a rifle after stealing it from a home last night in Pennsylvania. Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
In my opinion, I believe it was a crime of opportunity. I think he went in there probably trying to hide. The garage door was open. He didn't recognize that the owner was in there.
Cavalcante has avoided capture for 13 days. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy started an impeachment inquiry against President Biden.
Biden used his official office to coordinate with Hunter Biden's business partners about Hunter's role in Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company.
And the Justice Department's targeting Google now in an antitrust lawsuit challenging its search monopoly. CBS's Jolene Kent.
The DOJ alleging that Google has used anti-